Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Coming up in about 45 minutes, we'll talk to Dylan Strome from your Washington Capitals. They've got a big one tonight in Buffalo. That's at 8:45. And Ted Leonsis, CEO of Monumental Sports, owner of the Capitals, Wizards, Mystics, amongst other properties. He'll join us at 9 a.m.
Now, these, who do you think is a lock for a top 20 finish at the Masters? Just a lock.
A lock?
Yeah.
Top 20?
Out of all of the...
Russell Henley.
You going to put that in your parlay?
Hold on. Let me see where...
I think he wanted you to say Scottie Scheffler.
Well, yeah, we know he's a top. He's
Russell Henley's plus 150 to finish top 20. I'm looking at some of the big name players, mm-hmm. The Rahms, the McIlroys, yeah. The Koepkas. They're 2-1 or a little bit lower.
Right.
Now you got to lay 2-1, but and Rory missed the cut last year.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I bet 2-1 for Rahm and Rory to finish top 20?
I think you probably will.
I'm not going to bet Scheffler. Should. He's 5-1. That's just dumb.
Right.
But I'd bet 100 to win 50 for Rory to win. To finish top 20 or Rahm to finish top 20?
I actually think it's going to be a...
But the weather's dicey. That's the problem.
I think you're going to get kind of a surprise winner this year. Mm. Typically, the Masters doesn't have surprise winners.
True.
Because it's such a small field and course knowledge is critical. But I think this is the year you're going to get like a Russell Henley to win or a Sahith Theegala to win,
yeah.
Or just someone to come out of nowhere. Because it's Scotty's tournament to lose. And if Scotty doesn't win, I think you're gonna get just someone out of nowhere.
Yeah,
did the guy who won last week that beat Denny McCarthy, did he qualify for the Masters?
Oshkay Bhatia. Yes. This is his first Masters.
He was the last guy in.
Yep. Look at that.
Does nobody give him a shot?
Actually, he's kind of a dark horse.
Ooh.
Because
he's only 21 or 22, right?
Yes.
Yes.
He
maybe 23.
He went pro at 17. And also, the course does favor lefties, believe it or not.
Did not know that.
Yes.
Was unaware.
But he's a first-time player.
Hits the ball very far.
Denny McCarthy, top 20, plus 280.
Are there any other prominent golfers that are lefties besides Phil?
Bubba Watson.
Okay. I didn't.
Clearly past his prime.
I have a fatal flaw, especially with pitchers. I don't know who's right and left-handed. It's just, how would I know that?
Hey, are you going to make any wagers on the Masters?
I mean, if you can guarantee me that I'm going to win.
I can't guarantee you.
I would love to place a few bets on the Masters.
I had my in-person Masters draft last night.
Okay.
How many guys did you select?
There's 33 total guys, I believe. $200 entry fee.
Wow. Ooh, that's pretty steep.
Yeah, it is steep. And then you take 6 guys in your draft. And I had the number 7 pick. I took Matsuyama with my first.
Yeah, you got Hideki.
Very good.
All right.
I wish you luck.
And then what is it? Aggregate score, total of place of finishes.
There's 10 billion ways you can win money.
Of course there are.
But yes, it is.
I think Max Homa might play pretty well. He's plus 180 to finish top 20. I got to make all kinds of wagers.
Yeah, you get your wagers in. Yeah. Are you getting your wages in while I regale you with entertainment page stories?
All right.
Because the EP is not here.
What's your Ricky?
The EP is driven by BMW of Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but EB's buddy Mike Walker over at BMW of Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest. 2.99% on most X-Series models. Limited time only. More at BMWofFairfax.com. Jason, I know that you are in the market for L.A. real estate. I know you love California and you want to retire there. I've got great news for you.
Yep.
You can buy the L.A. Stilt House. It's iconic. It's from the movie Heat. It's on sale.
That was a great movie, first of all.
It's on sale for actually a pretty reasonable price. $1.18 million. Now, the problem is when you see the picture of this house.
Yeah, I know exactly the house.
It's literally on monkey stilts on the side of a hill, and it couldn't look more rickety.
Yeah.
Like if there's an earthquake or any sort of rumbling or a mudslide, this house is going down the mountain.
This
with
the house that the Hispanic dude, I don't know the name of the actor, mm-hmm. he's actually a stand-up comedian. I think we were supposed to have him on the show in studio.
Okay.
But he was... he was in the crew. He was in. He was in De Niro's crew.
I mean, this is bringing me back to the big heist at the end.
And then he gets killed in the house, and De Niro gets there before he dies.
Yeah.
And he finds out who actually came in to kill him.
Valdez, give us the De Niro speech when he goes in. What does he tell all the bank patrons?
Oh yeah, everybody down. I'm here for the bank's money and bank's money only. Your money is insured by the government. You will not lose a penny.
That's well done. That's a cinematic tour de force.
If anyone if anyone is feeling lightheaded or having any kind of health issues, please let me know.
I feel like I'm instantly being transported back to the movie.
I can't believe Mike Marr.
De Niro in his prime.
Mike Marr's back there, right?
I can't believe
you haven't seen this movie.
Well, he knows nothing about Heat. I mean, he's too young.
Well, that's fine, but it's a great movie.
It's a great movie. I mean, when we got those...
He should make it a point to watch this movie this weekend.
Actually, I was just telling Drab earlier today, you know what movie I am watching this weekend?
I'd like to know.
Inglourious Basterds.
It's a great one.
I've had that one circled on the calendar for a while now, okay. So I'm fired up.
It's very good.
All right, so what's the Stilt House going for, you said?
$1.18 million.
Well, that's because it's going to fall over. First of all, the square footage looks like it's about 900 square feet.
It's actually...
How big is it?
It's 2,016 square feet.
That's solid.
It sits on a 10,000 plus square foot lot
with
an option to build a lower level or an accessory dwelling unit, whatever that, I don't even know what that is. But like, that's an actual, like, that's not expensive for LA real estate. The problem is it's on a hillside and it's going to slide down the hill at any moment.
Yeah, that's why it's on $1 million.
Probably with you in it. And then you're going to tumble to your death down an LA mountain.
We want to hurt no one. We're here for the bank's money, not your money. Your money is insured by the federal government. You're not going to lose a dime. Think of your families. Don't risk your life. Don't try and be a hero. Right now, I want you to sit on the floor and put your hands on your head. Anybody feel sick? Anybody got heart trouble? Go ahead and lean against the wall.
I mean, it's such a good scene. Now I feel like I should watch it over the weekend. I probably won't, but I probably should. Such a good movie.
I think I'm going to watch. I'm not going to watch the Masters final round on Sunday, and I'm going to watch Heat instead.
I think that's a great idea.
I'm going to do.
A guy that JP met in person, Sylvester Stallone, he's making headlines, and not for a good reason. He allegedly mocked ugly actors on the Tulsa King set. The director is...
I think they were the extras.
He's denying claims, but those are still actors. They're
extras are actors?
Okay. Yeah, right? Or is it an extra?
I don't know. If you're
actor.
Just like in the background of a scene.
Well, I mean, you count as an actor. Like,
okay. I didn't know that.
You're an extra, so you're a nubs, but you're still, because I think you're still considered an actor if you're an extra, right?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I think you are.
Do you get paid?
You definitely get paid to be an extra. Yeah. Definitely.
So
do.
If you're just sitting in the background of a restaurant.
Yeah.
You get paid on
you
that?
You get paid like scale. I mean, you're not getting paid a lot of money.
Yeah, all right.
You can't make a living.
Yeah. No, you can't.
I mean, it's a lock that the extras are also the people outside of the Chinese theater dressed as Elmo, dressed as what's Johnny Depp's character in Pirates of the Caribbean, Drab? Why am I spacing?
Jack Sparrow.
They're dressed as Jigsaw. I mean, And then they want you to take pictures with them, but of course they want money. They're not going to let you come up and take a free picture with them because that's their side hustle. That's how they make extra cash. They make cash by being an extra, and then Jason Bishop wants to take a picture with, I don't know, Big Bird or whoever somebody is impersonating, and that's how they make some extra.
So he called the extras a bunch of fatties, right?
Pretty much.
Fatties and uglies.
According to one of the background actors, this is according to the casting company's Facebook page, he said, quote, "I was there right behind Mr. Stallone. He shouted to the director to come over here. Lots of F-bombs dropped. Stallone was very upset with the look of the background actors. Said they were hideous and old and fat. Next thing, people are being told to go back to holding, and younger people were brought in."
Brought in the sillies.
Now, the director is denying these claims, but, you know, some of the people that were there are basically saying Stallone was acting douchey.
Has anybody watched Tulsa King?
I have not.
No.
I watched an episode.
I've watched the entire season.
Really?
Yes. Good show?
Yeah.
Is it comparable? For some reason, just in my mind, now I haven't watched either of the shows, I comped it to Yellowstone.
No, not like Yellowstone.
Hey, I think we owe JP an apology. I don't think, I'm reading here, in the film world, extras are definitely not considered actors.
Oh, they're not? Oh, okay.
I just asked a question. Yeah, it struck me as like, you're calling them an actor. They're just... I know somebody that was in my dad's lunch group, like his retired lunch group, was an older guy, and somehow he became an extra. Mm. And, you know, he would have stories like they don't even shoot that many movies out here. But if there was some sort of movie or TV show they shot out here, he would be in the shows.
Well, they pay him like $100 for the day.
Yeah. He might have gotten yelled at by Sylvester Stallone because, I mean, let's think. My dad passed 17 years ago. Guy's probably 80.
Now,
is
it true that the extras, when you see them talking in the background, they're not actually talking? They're just...
I don't know this nugget, but this probably makes sense.
Well, with all the microphones.
It's probably like background noise. You don't want that background noise bleeding into the scene.
And I don't know this for a fact, but let's just say there's a dinner table of actors, and then behind them there's another dinner table, and they're talking.
They're just mouthing a conversation.
Or they just look at each other.
I think I've heard that.
Right. Yeah.
Because if they're actually talking, then the microphones are picking up their conversations.
Probably right.
And then some sound engineer puts in ambient noise afterwards.
Who knows?
Mixes it.
I will give either JP or Jason Bishop one of my $2 to gamble with. I'm going to grab it.
$2 bet?
$2 bet. If either of you can tell me, if you haven't seen the headline, how did Keanu Reeves fracture his knee while he was filming a movie in the last few months?
I have not seen that.
Water skiing.
Water skiing is incorrect.
He said while filming the movie, though, right?
Oh, yes, correct.
What's the movie?
The name of the movie is Good Fortune. The director is Aziz Ansari, and he revealed
how
Keanu Reeves fractured his knee. It's kind of a funny way to do it.
I like Aziz. I didn't know he was directing. I'm going to say
walking down steps.
Yeah, he tripped.
Something
simple. He definitely
simple.
Tripped. What did he trip on? Curb. Somehow curb.
He didn't trip on a curb, but I kind of feel like I have to give JP the $2. He did trip. He tripped on a rug.
There you go.
After all of the scenes he did and like all the John Wicks and didn't hurt himself, apparently... After 15 days into shooting, this is according to Ansari, he said to Reeves, go chill in your trailer, go hang out for a little bit. And he tripped on a rug. Said he fractured his kneecap, continued to do all of the scenes, but he tripped and fell, not while filming an action scene, not while like shooting 100 bad guys, but he was a big old klutz and tripped on a rug in his trailer. JP, you win $2.
Silly. I'm up two.
Congrats.
There you go.
I'll put it with my pile of twos.
That's
thank you to our listeners.
That's the first time I've heard Aziz Ansari's name in about 5 years.
It has been a while.
I was just thinking, I watched a show of his, and I'm trying to remember the name of it, which had like two seasons on Netflix, which I thought was really good.
Yeah, he fell off. He had some accusations about him, and I don't think anyone hired him for a long time.
Right.
Well, now he's directing?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, he's in the directing biz. All right, and last and probably least, even though the story did make me laugh, German museum worker fired after hanging his own art in gallery. This guy apparently worked at the gallery. He's 51 right. years old. And because of his employment at the museum, he had access to the premises outside of normal operating hours, and nobody noticed him hanging his own picture
until
the security guards came in the next day and said, "Well,
that shouldn't be here.
That's Dieter's work."
What was the picture of?
I have no idea what the picture was. I couldn't tell you what the artwork was, but they sniffed it out with the quickness. Arrested.
Arrested.
Yes, arrested. And
charged with what?
Actually, maybe not arrested. Definitely fired.
Yeah, fired. What are you arrested for?
Maybe not arrested, but definitely fired from his gig.
Big difference.
Yes. All right, so that's your EP. Don't forget, coming up at 8:45, Dylan Strome from the Washington Capitals will join us, and Ted Leonsis will join us coming up at 9 a.m. right here on The Junks. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.